Thank you, God. Thank you, God, while every head is bowed. Jesus, oh, thank you for that name. Thank you, Lord, that we know that name. Thank you that that name is everything to us. And Lord, thank you for the power that is in that name. And Lord, in that power that we have in that name, we know it's love. The very love of God. And how intense and magnificent is your love to us. And Lord, again, as you care for us and you keep us, Lord, and you lead us, Lord, and you encourage us, Lord. And when we are not faithful and we're not even believing, yet you abide faithful. Faithful to the end. Lord, we're in awe of you, in awe of how your grace is so sufficient. Your grace is so immense. And Lord, we do thank you how your arms never stop holding us. Lord, we thank you for what we know that we're apprehended by you for. It's just so marvelous, Lord. You tell us time and time again, you're born Lord of all. I've blessed you with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. I put the crown in your hand. Lord, help us finally to just believe you. So, Lord, here we are, and we're a thankful bunch. And we're here to just give you all the praise. And, Lord, thank you for your word today, because it never returns void to you. And we know that this faith that we need so that pleases your Father and our Father, that it comes one way, and that comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank you that you made it so simple. Thank you that we are your sheep, and thank you that you are the great shepherd. We give you all the praise and thanks and glory for now and forever and ever till we see your face. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. We've had such a precious time. And almost like being there. Praise God. Go ahead and open your Bibles today to 2 Kings. That's 2 Kings, and we'll be in chapter 2. And yes, I'll start with, this sermon is for all of us. Thank you, Lord. His word is for you. But there's a sweet encouragement, especially to the young people that are here today, and I pray that they'll hear this, how special they are to the Lord. Because the Lord truly, in what we know, he circled us out. He's called us and he's chosen us. He tells us that in the word of God. And we're so thankful he tells us that we've even been called and chosen for a better thing. And it's something that when it really hits your heart of that understanding, it's never in arrogance. It's never in something that you would think that, oh, you're special. You're given this better thing, and you come into the enlightenment of it by the Holy Ghost. And you're humbled beyond anything that you could ever imagine. And you're just thankful. You're thankful for such mercy and grace that he waited for me till this time. I love the Old Testament, but he waited for me for this time. And he had me for him for this time. And this time is the better thing time. It's an exceeding promise time. And I'm so grateful that without us, as the word of God says, our family, our the fathers of our faith, the Old Testament worthies, they cannot be made perfect, complete without us. It is too much, but God can stretch a wineskin and you can contain it. Yes, he can. But we're going to read about a young man. That really had the same experience of God. And I'm talking about the same experience of God, of God's divine election of grace. God said, I'll be gracious to whom I'll be gracious. He said, I'll have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy. And these wonderful brothers and sisters that we find in the Word of God, they weren't by coincidence, they weren't by accident, they were chosen. See, God is God, and God foreknew. See, God's all-knowing. And whom he foreknew, them he did predestinate. And God, his ways never change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we're so thankful that that calling and that election of grace, because it has to be the grace of God, has been given and has been poured upon us in even a more magnificent way, because he tells us and assures us we do have a better thing. So let's read. In chapter 2, we're reading about Elijah and Elisha. It came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. So isn't this interesting? We're talking about a rapture here. And God had let it be made known, I'm going to rapture you. Isn't that something? That sounds real familiar to our life. God's made it known to us, I'm going to rapture you. Oh, yes. And it's coming. And Elijah, just like us, heard the word of God and believed the word of God for himself and said, well, if God said it, it's so. Praise the Lord. So it says in verse 2, and Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, you stay here. I'll pray for thee. For the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And then the sons of the prophets, and I want you to understand this. So these were the sons of the prophets. These young ones, they knew what was going on. They had the word of God. And they were at Bethel. They came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? So they knew of this rapture. They knew that there was going to be a calling for Elijah and he would be taken up. They did. It wasn't something that was hidden. It was told. And what Elisha says, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And here Elisha said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho came to Elisha. Oh, more of them knew this too. And said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elisha said unto him, now, Elisha, you tarry. I pray thee, you tarry here. For the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And Elisha said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets, they went, but they stood to view it afar off. And they too stood by the Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle, and he wrapped it together, and he smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither, so that those two went over that Jordan on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. Do you see how important it is to see the rapture for your life, to have the double portion? You'll never have the double portion if you don't see the rapture for your life. There's so much in here, honeys, but don't miss that. You miss it all. You miss what we're here for. We're here to be taken up. At the first trumpet rapture, I'll be there. See, there's ones that know this, they hear this, but they stand afar off. You better get in there. Well, look at this, verse 11. He says, and it came to pass as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, horses of fire, parted them both asunder, and Elijah, whoosh, he went right up in the whirlwind into heaven. Yeah, see, you don't have to die to go to heaven. Nothing's hard for God. I'm looking for the highway. So, Elijah saw it. Do you see it? Oh, he saw it. And he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and he rent them in two pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and he smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elijah went over. And when the sons of the prophet, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, oh, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. You know, I'm waiting for a day when I'm standing with him and he's going to make them to come down and bow and worship before our feet. All right now. Elisha was drawn away, wasn't he? Oh, yes, he was. Elisha. And he was drawn away from the others for more, and God gave him a heart for it, see? The sons of the prophet, we saw it, we heard it, we read it. They knew there was a rapture that was going to happen. They knew that Elijah was going to be taken. But it was Elisha that wanted to go with him. I will not leave thee. Do you have that in your heart? By the grace of God? Oh, by the grace of God, thank you, Lord. This is the heart of a Joshua. We're going to stand, withstand, and having done all, stand. Praise the Lord. Well, I'll tell you what. He really did go with him. And where he went with him too was he went for a double portion. See, it was only those two that went across the Jordan. And once again, we sang of that song. And that song was Living in Canaan Now. You got to go across the Jordan for the double portion. And notice that he got the double portion now, but it came one way. He had to go into the promise right then. He had to believe by the grace of God. He had to believe by the grace of God. I'm not leaving this. I know that rapture's coming. I know this is all there. And praise be to God, I'm not leaving it. And I'm going on with it. And praise be to God, God will be sufficient. And he'll give me the double portion. Now, if you know about Elisha, he did exactly twice the miracles, twice the amount of miracles that Elijah did. Exactly. Because God's word is true. Because God, it's impossible for him to lie. And I'm going to say something very dear to my heart. Young people, do not be afraid what God has chosen you for. Don't be afraid of it. And don't be afraid of it, obviously, from the ones that are in the world, but don't be afraid of it of your Christian friends. Amen. Don't be afraid of it. Amen. By the grace of God, get the confidence of Elisha. By the grace of God, ask the Lord, I will not leave it. He put that in your heart. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to all them that believe. And I thank the Lord that we have a brother here that says, I'm not leaving this. All the naysayers, all the ones saying, oh, they're going to be taken, they're going to be taken, you know, he's going, and, you know, well, praise God, I'm going. I'm not going to miss this. I'm going to see him taken. Oh, my goodness, what he gives us a vision for of us that hold the crown. Now, Christ has always, always loved to put this desire in young men and young women. You think about that boy, David, standing there in front of that giant. How God loved putting that faith in that young man. Oh, you uncircumcised Philistine, you come with me with shield and spear. I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. I'm taking your head this day. It was never a maybe. There was never a might. And by the way, I'm going to feed you to the birds. That was just a young kid. Thank you, Jesus. How about Josiah the king? Oh my, what a heart for God. 8 years old. God has him to reign. 8 years old. And he was a king that, I'll tell you what, in every way, shape, and form, that benchmark David, God's grace hit it all in that young man. Esther, there was some young woman, just came into the palace. Oh, how timely. And here she was, the one that was chosen above all the others. We could go on and talk about Timothy. We could talk about Joseph. We could talk about Gideon. We could talk about Mary. We could talk about all of these ones. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excels them all. I was thinking about Brother Golden. You know, he's been in heaven for quite some time. He gave us a message by the grace of God a long time ago. Actually, in that message, he gave us three messages. Longest message ever been preached from this pulpit. But I'll never forget it. He gave us the knower. Yes, you know. He gave you a knower. Elisha had a knower. And that knower was, I'm not leaving it. And you can't explain it, but God gives it to you. You know, it's wonderful to thank the Lord for Brother Steve Small. How could I even express again the desire that the Lord put in his heart? Brother Derek, so many. The worthies of faith that God has given us in this place is tremendous because of the grace of God that's with us. Because if we've been encouraged in the word of God, you know what? You sow and you reap what you sow. You plant corn, you get corn. You plant beans, you get beans. You plant and plant only Paul's gospel. Only Paul's gospel. Only the message of the crown. Only truth and love. You know what you get? You get fat sheep that praise the Lord that say, I'm ready. They don't doubt. They don't murmur. They take that same encouragement, as brother said, about reckoning, counting. As brother Paul, amen. It's not comparing ourselves. He says, not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. I believe it by the grace of God. I stand before him today and I say, I'm ready to be offered. Because I have been given what the apostle Paul was given. As he said in Philippians, praise the Lord, I'm a partaker of his grace. And I thank the Lord, it's my grace. And thank you, Jesus, that now I have that same grace that is my grace. He gave it to me. He gave it to you. He gave you the grace of God to have enlightened eyes of understanding that you see it. You see it. You see the rapture into glory. You see by the grace of God that you're seated together with him in the heavens in Christ. And you're not seated out there looking at him. You're seated right there in the midst of that wonderful throne with him. Right at the right hand of the Father right now. I'm seated together with my bridegroom. Praise God, I know that. And I know I'm waiting with him when we're going to be joined together. Amen. He's going to be complete. He's going to have me, his glory. Isn't that marvelous? This filthy thing, this ratty thing, this thing that's wearing out, but it's getting more fiery all the time. I'm going to take with him the throne from the Father, and I'm going to rule and reign with my precious bridegroom forever. That's what I know. That's what I know. And I've got the knower. And yes, you don't have that, that guy's a nut. But if you'll take time by the grace of God, I'll show you it in the Word. But it's got to be the Holy Ghost that truly will just open your heart for it. But do you want it? And then when you receive this message, God help us to not be the sons of the prophets that just say, yeah, this is great. Let's just experience. Let's be around it, but never enter in. God, bring a thankfulness in my heart. Bring a panting in my heart. I ain't leaving that. I'm not leaving that. Now, sweethearts, I'm going to tell you something. We run with a crown. See, people read that, oh, yeah, I'm running. No. I'm running for the prize. You got it. What we say, till we see Christ, we just carry on the crown. I'm not wondering what I'm going to be doing in heaven. I know he tells me. I'm not one of those that run. I can only imagine. I don't. The Bible's told me so. I know it. By the grace of God, that I'll be with him and ruling and reigning with him. Revelation is really exciting. That's our honeymoon time. You getting ready for that? You ever read Song of Solomon? She's the one that says, oh, let us go down. It's ripe. Do you understand the glory in that judgment time that will be to him? Oh, my goodness, that we get to share with him, that we get to bring with him and for him and pour out and give him all the magnificent glory. Oh, what a husband we have. Hallelujah. Well, I'll tell you what. It's a heart that says, I will not leave it. It's a heart that goes on into Canaan now. Thank God we sang that song today. And I didn't tell you to sing it, did I? Aren't we thankful we listen to the Holy Ghost, sis? But this is what this is about. Where are you? Are you just looking at it and say, well, yeah, that's for me someday? A brother prayed, our precious elder. Thank you, elder. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Those, I'll tell you what, you talk about gifts to the church. You better be aware of what we got. And we're growing up in it. We're walking through more of the land. Our life, praise God, has the calling of a Moses. Wasn't that so beautiful? A couple weeks ago, reading about Moses, how he doubted God. He tried to talk God out of his promise to him. I'm the wrong guy. There's no way I can do that. They're not going to listen to me. Over and over and over. God was so patient, wasn't he? All that doubt, all that unbelief, he hadn't even started yet. And you know what God told him? Son, you're going to go through that sea. And son, you're going to praise me on that mountain. See, you got to get over it. You really got to get over it. God says, I have chosen you. And my choice counts. Did you hear that? See, God says, you got to get over you. I've chosen you, and my choice counts. Amen. Aren't you thankful that it wasn't Moses' choice? Aren't you thankful it wasn't Gideon's choice? Aren't you thankful it wasn't Jacob's choice? Think of that. This, you say, well, I got to decide to follow God today, you know, and here I am, and I'm going to do it. Those guys, they were in total unbelief. They were totally discouraged. They completely failed in their faithfulness. Amen. Totally failed. Didn't matter to God. You're the one.
Amen.
Does it sound a little bit like your life? I pray you're not like Peter at the beginning. Oh, yeah, I get that, but I'm not like that. See, I am the one that just believes all the time. And I am the one that's faithful. And I am the one that studies to show myself approved. that very sober face as I look at you. I get on my knees and I say, thank you, Lord. You put a desire in my heart. You put a love in my life. He tells us in Ephesians, you know what he's told you? I predestinated you to the adoption of a mature son. Oh, you look at that and say, oh, well, no, it says to children. No, look it up and see the word. See, I love that. See, the word of God says it's of kings to search out a matter. See, when you really know that word, and I'm so thankful, and I love, let me tell you something, King James, I love it. And you can use some different ones, but stay in it. Stay in it. But even the King James, by the grace of God, search. As the Holy Ghost gives it to you, search out a matter. Boy, when that hit my heart with the Holy Ghost, and it said there that, you know, he predestinated me. I mean, he predestinated me to the adoption of a son or a child. I said, that's so incredible. I just want to look that up. And then I saw that word child is actually huios. It should say that he predestinated me to a mature son. Amen. Well, no wonder it's in Ephesians. No wonder it's there with Paul's gospel. No wonder it's there with that I take Paul's gospel and I can grow to the measure and the stature and the fullness of Christ. Do you see how it all is just so rightfully divided and all that? Isn't that glorious to you? I mean, that's our birthright again. Now we go back to it. Brother David spoke of it today. It was very sweet. He said, yeah, you have it all. You have it all. There's no more you can get. You're born with all of it. But what you grow up in knowledge of is what you'll enjoy. You know, we've heard the stories many times. There's these people that are extremely wealthy and have all of this money, but they never spent it. Almost like you're crazy. That one woman, she had millions and millions of dollars, and she was eating dog food, lived in a ratty house, and in her house, she had jars and barrels of money. And in that day, I think it was in like the 50s or the 60s, they said she had about $15 million. Today, $15 million, what, $200-300 million? But she lived like a pauper. Take that and multiply it by infinity. With what we have in Christ, and we're not enjoying the crown life right now. Write the checks. Reckon, count, enjoy, love, thank him, praise him, give him all the glory. Isn't that marvelous? Hallelujah! And then he says, not only are we predestinated to mature sons by Jesus Christ himself. See, you didn't do it. You're predestinated to a mature son by Jesus Christ. We are the good pleasure of his will. We are the praise of the glory of his grace. The praise of the glory of his grace. We are grace's glory. Amen. Here it is. Amen. Amen. This is the glory of the man. Amen. Wake up. We are the people the word of God says that he formed for himself. I'm glad he took away everything in my life about me wanting to do something, because he does it much better. He goes on to say that we are the people that he formed for himself that show forth his praise. Thank you, Lord. He did that. That's what he does. We are his workmanship. Right? We are his workmanship. As we heard earlier today, he will perform the good work which he's begun in us. He says, I am faithful that calleth you, and I will do it. He assures us in Scripture the glory that shall be revealed in you. How many times does he have to tell us? You hear those things that are so not just assured, but they're done. He's speaking in a tense that's it's completed. He's given you the assurance, just as he said to Moses, son, get over your unbelief. You're going to go across that water. Excuse me, you're going to go across that ocean. You're going to praise me on the mountain. Okay. And that's not of you. Do you understand that? That's not of you. It's nothing that we can produce. It's what Paul's gospel produces in you. And you know what Paul's gospel produces in you? He says, I have espoused you to one husband. That's what Paul's gospel does. If you take that gospel, that translates, I have married you to one husband. Not that I will marry you, I have married you to one husband. So you take that and you abide as a readied wife. You abide with the rest as a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman can't be that rest unless she's the wife of the husband. Anybody married here? Anybody really love one another here? Where do you get your rest, Dwayne? Where do you get it, Linda? And I know it's the Lord, but aren't you thankful he gave you one another? And that's just, again, the grace of God that's with you, honey. And you get that. Amen. But why can't we? I'm so thankful that my husband's heart rests. You know why? Because I rest in his love for me. I finally got over it. As he said to me, and he says to you through the word of God, I've chosen you, and my choice counts. I mean, I thank God. We talked about Esther just a little bit ago. Isn't that? Know these things. These aren't just stories. This is your life. There was Esther. He said, honey, you know what? You're it. Put the crown on her head. We got Esther's feast, right? So she was the queen. It was it, okay? In his heart, and he proves this. You're in it with me together. It's already done. But she even comes to him later on with a crown after Esther's feast, after all of this. She comes to him and she says, you know, I do have a request. And you could just see him smiling there. Honey, I just love you. And I love the way you are. But you still really don't get it, do you, how much I love you? Do you really yet get what you are right now? Not what you need to develop to be or anything. You're it. But he went ahead and listened because he loves her so much. Just go ahead and talk. I like to see your mouth move. Stand right there. You just go ahead and babble, gabble, whatever you want to do. I'm just, wow, you're it. And so she says, well, I got this request. And oh, it's a tough one. You know, the thing that I need you to do, I want to come before you because I got to tell you, we got to save my people. We got to help them. There's this wickedness that's going on. And he, you know, he hears it, but he's still just in love. And how did he answer? He didn't talk about that request, did he? Because he was way beyond that. He said, oh, honey, whatever is mine is yours. And so what he was saying there, honey, you rule and reign with me. Your request, it's done. You're the queen, honey. You're my wife. The scepter came out. The crown's on your head. Jesse, the crown's in your hand. Okay. Now, I encourage you. Just thank him. I encourage you by the grace of God. Thank him for this tenderness that he put in your heart. As the word of God says, and especially to the youth, and I thank the Lord for it. There's my sweet mom today. She'd tell me this, honey. Seek him in the day of your youth. You'll be so glad you did. You'll be so thankful. Not what it keeps me from, but what it brings me into. See, I want to be fixed upon what I'm going to share with him. I understand the ones that are going to be before, that are waving palms. I understand about, you know, the synagogue of Satan, all of that stuff. I do. I understand that. It's a marvelous thing. He tells me about it. But the thing I love, he's going to make known to all that he loves me. To everybody. This is my first love. This is my delight. She's my bride. Isn't that glorious? Oh, it's marvelous, isn't it? Brothers and sisters, we've been called. We've been chosen. We've been drawn out. And what we're expecting is just what Elisha was expecting and knew and didn't want to leave. A rapture of glory. Coming right off the face of this earth. And by faith, we've seen it. Oh, yes. Like he said to him, now, son, if you see it, you'll get the double portion.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Have you seen it?
Amen.
And you know why you saw it? Because you walked across. And you said, this is mine now. That's how you see it. You can't see it afar off. You know about it, but you don't see it. You don't love it. You don't really even believe it. Oh, it'll happen, but that's not really for me, kind of, I don't know. It's for a future time. That was just for him. And those were the sons of the prophets. Those are some godly dudes. Elisha, shoot, he was just a farmer. Yeah. Elijah walking by, hey, son, let's go. That's when you get educated in the sticks. Brush College. God help us. Oh, let the word of God humble you, honeys. We are nothing, but you're chosen. And I can tell you something, and I'm so happy in Jesus. Young people, listen. 43 years ago, at the age of 17, it was about this time of the year. Yep. I knew that he called me and he chose me. 43 years ago, I was 17 years old. I stand here now a man of 60 years old. Whew. Never been younger. I've never been more excited. I've never been more on fire. Oh, you talk about a young roe. I'm ready. I'm so ready. 17 years old, by the grace of God, he walked me across that Jordan. For 43 years, I've been living in Canaan. Yeah. I've been eating grapes. Takes two guys to take one of the little grape clusters out. I've been feeding on corn. I've been drinking new wine. I've been walking through every day, and all by the grace of God, there's more land. There's more land. And oh, I'm telling you something, honeys. It's mine. It's mine, and it's all mine. Let's pray.
Thank you.
Father, we do. We just thank you for your Son, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this precious gathering, this assembling of ourselves, that again is all by your grace. Thank you, Lord, that we are encouraged even the much the more as we see and we love and we believe that day is approaching. And Lord, thank you that you've given us a heart that we want to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Help us to never take this for granted. It is everything. Thank you for Brother Paul that laid that foundation that we build upon, Lord. And you said, be careful how you build upon. And Lord, let it only be the gold, silver, and precious stone. Let it only be the word of your grace. Lord, help us to just truly to follow that wonderful love of mercy. The mercy that pursues us. The mercy, as David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, shall pursue me all the days of my life. Thank you for that glory that pursues us, Jesus. Thank you, you've caused us to assemble to praise you for this. Lord, put a praise in our hearts today. Help us truly to come down to this altar. Even ones that might be visiting today, wondering, but they know, oh Lord, my heart's burning within me. We've been with Jesus. We've been with Jesus. Lord, help us to come now. Help us to praise you with all that is within us. And we give you the glory, the thanks, and the honor, and so appreciate your care for us to bring us together like this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.